Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Budos Band are our guests today. The Brooklyn-based band is very much influenced by Afrobeat and funk, but they use their influences in a much different way than, say, a jam band. After nearly a decade together and three album titles, Budos Band 1, 2, and 3, they broke the pattern on the new one, which is called Burnt Offerings. I asked the band why the change in what the album is called. The album comes out tomorrow.
Well, we took a different approach to this record. So right away when you hear it, you'll see it sounds, you'll hear it's much different than the first three records. And instead of just doing four, which kind of lends itself to sounding more like predictable, you know, oh, I know what four sounds like. It probably sounds a lot like 3, 2, and 1. So we decided to name it, give it an actual title, just to throw a curveball at, you know, the audience and listeners, and just let them sort of send a message that this is a different sounding record. And we took a different approach to it.
Yeah, how did that different approach come about? You're right, you put this on, and it has a really different feel to it. And maybe describe what the process was and come to that, because it's hard to get two guy to agree to something, but all you guys clearly were on board on this.
Yeah, it is harder with 8 to 9 to 10 guys in a room to come to agreement on things, to make songs how they're supposed to sound. But that's, you know, it took us a few years to get this one out. And I think because of that, we really challenged each other, challenged ourselves to make this sound exactly how we wanted it to sound. You know, and over the past, really, as long as we've been together, we've been listening to the kind of music that really comes through finally on this record, that being, you know, hard rock, heavy metal, 70s sort of scuzzy rock sort of sounds. And, you know, on the first three albums, we took some different turns. And by the third record, I think we were ready to make songs, create songs and create sounds like we have now finally on the fourth. And, you know, really just like spending tons of time together in the studio writing. I think for this album, we probably, you know, wrote upwards of 20 songs or so at some point in the practice studio, and only 10 ended up on the album. So, you know, that just shows that we really worked hard and like I said, kind of challenged each other to make sure that only the cream of the crop came through.
Well, the record sounds great, and I'm anxious to hear how things sound live. What do you guys want to start with?
We're going to start with Into the Fog.
Thank you. giving our guest today a chance to stretch out a bit with the two songs that actually begin Burnt Offering, the new album from the Budos Band. We heard The Sticks, and before that, Into the Fog, live music today from the Budos Band here on the Cafe. And wow, this is one really powerful band. And I was just thinking, as you guys were playing, the challenges of being an instrumental band. You know, you can't give way to some guy singing platitudes with some lyrics. You got to keep people's interest with what you're doing. And most instrumental bands do that through, like, long improvisational things. You guys seem much more interested, in particularly on this album, in relying on the arrangements. Is that an accurate viewpoint?
Yeah, definitely, man. I think over the course of the band's existence, we've always, you know, we're always striving to keep the arrangements tight and focused. And, you know, we started off as more of a traditional Afrobeat band that had longer format songs, and we quickly realized that we, you know, personally, we just weren't interested in having solos that lasted 4 or 5 minutes. That just didn't keep our interest. And so that meant that we really had to focus on keeping our arrangements tight, you know, keeping the verse of the chorus of the turnaround really tight in a more sort of traditional, you know, rock song format approach, as opposed to stretching out things long in some sort of jam band thing. That's definitely not what we're about. So we definitely strive to, you know, keep things interesting and not lose direction at any point.
Yeah, there are not that many bands that would put Fela and Black Sabbath down as influences, but this album turns a little bit more towards the Black Sabbath end of things, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, after 10 years of listening to that together on the road and in vans and, you know, sitting in the back of tour buses and watching videos all through the night of Black Sabbath and Deep Purple, it finally figured out how to, you know, to make it our own in a certain way. We're not a heavy metal band.
Right.
We're never going to be, and we're not going to really try to be, but we have that influence and we have that, you know, we love that kind of music. And so we finally figured out how, as a 9-person instrumental band, we could bring that out in our songs and out in our compositions and arranging.
All right. That's enough with music. I want to talk about what's important. I want to talk about beer, because in researching for this, I saw the piece you guys did about all these bars that are in New York and you know, in Brooklyn, etc. But you guys travel everywhere. You do what, 150 or so dates a year, and what's the most exotic bar and the most exotic beer you guys have had?
Guitar bar.
What the guitar bar?
We travel. Yeah, you know, when we travel around, what happens is we sometimes we'll get like the L Street News or like a local newspaper or a beer book or beer newspaper, whatever it is, and start looking for the breweries nearby. And what we did is in April we actually moved our lobby call up. You know, the time we need to be in the lobby to leave, we moved it up from, you know, 10 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And this way we could stop off at a brewery, you know, around noon for lunch, fill up the growlers and whatnot, and then, you know, go to the show and load in on time. So that's become sort of like a tradition a little bit. We kind of like doing that. And, you know, we get to taste all these, you know, try out all these cool beers and check out all these different breweries. And I don't think we'd be able to do that, let's say, 10 years ago, because all these breweries more or less, you know, popped up
right
with the craft beer revolution. So now it's nice that you could just hit up these spots and, you know, just support local breweries and just try all these different, you know, great beers.
What about abroad? What about when you go out of the U.S.?
Oh, it's a little tougher. I mean, when we go to Europe, we love it. You know, we go to Brussels or, you know, anywhere in Belgium, it's amazing. France is tough, but they do have pretty good beer there. And, you know, England's okay.
A pretty
okay.
Good beer there.
One or two. And then England's great, but the ABV is pretty low. And then Germany, you know, that's
Germany.
That's the spot.
Yeah. Cool. Well, offer these guys a beer when you see them.
Please.
Hopefully it'll be a good one. Budos Band are our guests, and we're hearing tunes from Burnt Offering. Why don't you guys do a couple more from this disc?
Cool. We're going to play Shattered Winds next.
Cool.
Cool.
That is Burnt Offering, and that is the title track of the Buddhist Band's new album. We also heard Shattered Winds before that. And, man, I hope that has psyched you up as much as it has me to check out the Buddhist Band next time they come to a concert hall near you. So, hey, sounded great, guys. Thank you so much for being on.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having us.
I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.